evening, everybody. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And good evening to the entire Western United States. Happy Thursday. And thank you very much to my guest, Violette Baron. She was just so much fun. It wasn't a handshake on the way out. That was a hug. What a great conversation. We got to have her back. All right. Okay, now I'll get back to having a lot of fun and, well, with politics. And I will start with, where's Mr. Kimmel? There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the next president of the United States, Ted Cruz.
What are they celebrating? What are they doing? And what is that music? That music is all you need to know about this campaign. It's not even time to pick a vice president. She might as well name him her running mate, too. She had to have the same chance of becoming president.
Oh, my God. Yes, and things are so messy. I mean, you know, we go from one thing to another. Yesterday, it was Ted Cruz announcing Carly as his running mate, and then there was singing going on. And I have to tell you, this is a great story. So I have a little nap. I get up in the morning, and then around 1 o'clock, I'll lay a head down, take a little nap, and I knew that Ted Cruz was coming on to announce his vice presidential candidate. And, of course, I thought that was silly as hell. I'm thinking, what are you doing, dude? You can't even win. You can't win anything. You just lost every state on Super Tuesday 4.
You set the alarm for that?
No, hell no. I'm laying on the sofa with the Abolicious So Delicious. She loves her dad and her dad loves her too. They do. My basset down. All right. And so I took a cruise snooze. And all of a sudden, I'm startled out of my deep sleep by this.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day, we get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song.
No! All of a sudden the nightmare was not in my sleep, it was on my Fox News TV set. What's happening, Drex? How is this happening? And then, the night before that, the Cruz snooze alarm, was doing a rally at the high school gym. Remember the movie Hoosiers? I mean, you're a sports guy. Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Hoosiers. Classic 80s song. I play basketball. And
yeah, right
everything
on. Okay. He was at, it just makes it horrendous because his last bastion of hope is he thinks it's Indiana. It's over. Trump's got it, man. It's Trump and Hillary. Come on. It just is. But so he still thinks that he can pull some funny business, funky business. Well, he's trying to steal the news cycle. But, you know, so he feels like if he just wins Indiana, he can contest the convention. But he blew it. I mean, if there's one thing you don't do in Indiana, it's sacred ground talking about the Hoosiers, especially at that high school where Gene Hackman did the movie Hoosiers. So he made a reference to the scene in the movie, but he blew it by calling. Well, he what do you throw the basketball through? Help.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country.
That ring.
And there is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
Well, they don't play basketball with a ring.
I know two girls that I just adore.
Now, wait a second.
I'm so happy I can see them more.
Just stop because she makes
earlier
more.
Earlier today, despite losing 5 primaries, Ted Cruz stunned everybody by announcing his vice presidential candidate is Carly Fiorina. He loses 5 primaries and then announces,
right.
Hey, Fiorina's my vice
right
president.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, this means Fiorina is now just a heartbeat away from never being president.
I know two girls that I just adore.
Can you do something with, let's say, Carly, since this is going absolutely nowhere, how about a parody of, oh, let me think here, how about Rock Around the Clock?
My name's Slick. And I'm lazy.
Oh, sure.
Please don't take a walk with me. I'd rather stay right here at home instead.
Oh, she's so bad.
Down in my nice warm bed. My name's Sick
I wonder what Donald Trump would say if he's doing a foreign policy speech with a teleprompter.
Look at what happened in the 1990s. Our embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, and this was a horrible period of time for us, were attacked.
You're not looking at the right ring on the teleprompter. It's Tanzania. What are you doing with a teleprompter?
I actually said if you're running for president, you should not be allowed to use a teleprompter. No, it's true. It's true. It's so easy.
Eating those words now.
I know two girls that I just adore.
Yeah, you and Ted. All right, Alto. That's it. Two girls you adore, yourself and Ted. Oh, my goodness. You know, they just dish it up on a silver platter. You know,
it's literally a joke right now. It's so bad.
I know. You know, and I was talking to someone who works in the office today. She says, oh, I'm just so disillusioned, Rex. What if he wins? I said, what if he wins? What are you going to do? If he wins, he's the president. Let it be. I'm cool with it. Look, I'm not jumping up and down for Hillary. Oh, there's a great rumor going on today that the Democratic convention that Biden's going to jump in.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Well, he could. But I don't know. Would he really be able to beat Trump?
I mean, it would have to go to multiple ballots. I really think that.
I'm going to tell you something. If you, listening to me, think that Donald Trump can't beat Hillary, I think you're wrong.
You really think Trump's going to win?
I think he could. Look, even Trump himself said he hasn't even started on Hillary. Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great. I'm sure it'll be great. But he's already said so much stuff that has divided this country.
I know.
Like you wouldn't believe. I just don't know how he's going to get up from that. I mean, half of the people in this country will not vote for him.
And there's Caitlyn Jenner, and she's in New York, and Caitlyn Jenner's got to pee.
Got a trans woman in New York. I got to take a pee. Anyway, oh, my God, Trump International Hotel. I love this. Okay, last week, Donald Trump said I could take a pee anywhere in a Trump facility, so I am going to go take a pee in the ladies' room.
And not anymore. W.
Okay. Thank you, Donald. I really appreciate it. And by the way, Ted, nobody got molested.
Thank you, Ted. Nobody got molested. Then last night, oh, don't worry, we have more. So John Boehner shows up to Stanford, starts talking about, the Cruise Snooze Tour, and he says, Lucifer in the flesh.
Whoa.
I have Democratic friends. I have Republican friends. I get along with almost everyone. But I have never worked with a more miserable son of a bitch in my life.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in
basketball
New York City and every other place in this country. And there is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
We ain't going to kiss that ring.
I know two girls that I just adore.
Yes, you and Ted. Stop. I'm still waiting for that to come out. Come on, Inquirer. I'm waiting.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting. Get that Prince garbage off the cover. Move on to this. All right, I got to take a break and we'll make more of the Late Night Late Show on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic here.
On KGO 810.
Before I move on, I just want to say how excited I am for Ron Owens, who's going to be interviewing Donald Trump tomorrow. Good for him. And I can't wait to play it. You know, I'm going to play it. It'll be played all day. And Ron, of course, please listen at 10 when Ron comes on. But I said to the program director, can I please have it? He goes, well, you want it in pieces? I said, no, it's Ron Owens with Donald Trump. I want to play the whole damn thing. Of course I do. I can't wait. Love myself some Ron Owens. He's my hero. He's my radio hero. He just is. Okay, so tomorrow night, if you missed it, be rest assured that you'd be able to hear the Donald Trump interview with Ron Owens right here on my show. Okay? I promise. And we'll do it during the 9 o'clock hour. Stand back, everybody. Nikki? Oh, Stevie? 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 Stevie. Is there some thievery going on here? Turns out, I think she did. Yes. Love myself some Stevie Nicks too. Always have. One of my favorite artists. But turns out Stevie Nicks stole that song from Prince.
I wrote Stand Back, riding along in the car, to the first time I heard Little Red Corvette. I had these words in my head, and I just started singing these words. And I was with a friend of mine, and I said, you know, we need to pull over and get a tape recorder because I need to record this. And then I went in to record it, and I called him and asked him if he would come over to Sunset Sound in Los Angeles. And he was there in like 20 minutes, and he played all the organ parts, and he played, well, several things that I don't even really remember, but he played a lot on it, and he owns 50% of the song. So we became really good friends from that moment onwards because we had a, you know, I didn't have to call and tell him that I kind of ripped off his song, but I did because I'm honest. So it turned into, a really amazing relationship. And is my heart broken? Absolutely broken.
Okay, so she did. Little Red Corvette. It's the chords that she took.
I can definitely hear it.
Yeah, you hear it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not overwhelming, but yeah, I hear it. Man. That little, that right there. That. Stand back. All right, now you know. Okay, good for her. At least she was honest with her thieving. Just a little bit on the latest with Prince. So Tyka storms out of the family meeting. Money fight looms. This is from TMZ today. Their story didn't take long. Prince's sister, Tika, I guess it is, went ballistic in the first meeting with the singer's siblings and marched out of the room. It's already becoming perhaps a money squabble, allegedly. And the Prince's, we're on day eight here, judge seals the search warrant. So he feels as though something's, I don't know, off kilter.
Well, it's the type of thing that's just going to go on forever and ever, too.
Right.
It's never going to end.
Right, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's going to be in the news forever.
And there's talk today that will they turn that facility into the next Graceland? I just don't know about that. I don't see that happening.
Is Prince the type of artist that has the staying power of Elvis? I don't know.
Yes, for sure. But in the middle of Minnesota, I mean, he parked himself in a reclusive spot. He's not in Minneapolis. It's in a suburb. Yeah, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Would you fly into Minneapolis though,
to
get there?
You would. Yes. Right. Yes, you would. But the point is it's gigantic. Now, and by the way, everybody, it's always nice to think, let's make something a museum. Do you ever watch on Fox News or Fox Business, Strange Inheritance?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's a great
thing. Sounds really interesting.
Yeah, people who inherit strange things. And, like, you know, there's people who will inherit their father's, I don't know, he has 100 antique cars. And they think, well, I want to make a museum. There was somebody on there that the father collected military things. So he had like 100 tanks, okay, military tanks. And everybody thinks, well, let's turn this into a museum. But really, it's incredibly expensive to turn something into a museum and then have it pay for itself and sustain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over time. And then, it's like, where do you put stuff that's so big, and how do you take care of stuff that's out of date?
Right.
And nobody knows how to take care of anymore.
And these things with Prince, I mean, it's all about his music that's locked down in that vault and selling the catalog. That's where all the money's going to come from. And whether they do that all at once, sell it to Sony or something like that, or, well, I don't know. God, can you imagine, like, Warner Brothers, who he went to war with over in the 80s, them buying his catalog? Somebody's going to buy his catalog. Somebody with a lot of money. All right. While we're talking, there's a lot of billionaires out here in the Bay. Somebody will buy his catalog, and that's how they'll make all the money. Will it be enough? Will the family agree to turn that into a museum? But the thing is, it's so big, you would almost have to make it a working studio / museum, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, that you could still have artists show up there and record, and do the whole process.
My guess is
it would be a working studio the way Prince did it.
There's not a ton of studio space to be had in Minnesota, so.
Well,
and that would be
that.
Prime.
Yeah, and if you're an artist, would you not want to record? I don't know, would you, or would you not want to record where Prince did his thing?
Well, it's kind of interesting, and you'd feel the vibe. And
I think so. Yeah, I think right now it would feel a little weird, bizarre. But
I think if you give it some distance, you know, 5 years from now.
Okay, I want to talk about the boat lady. Let me see here. I'm looking for the boat lady. Hang on, everybody. Here comes the boat lady. Here comes.
She's on a boat.
She's on a boat, and she doesn't know what time it is. All right. So I don't know if you saw this viral video. So it's about this Norwegian cruise ship left two passengers behind in the Bahamas last week while their three children were on board. Okay. Oh. Another passenger filmed the mother running down the dock crying after the boat and finally falling to her knees and praying. Okay, now, she was told, look, have you ever taken a cruise? If they say 1 o'clock, that's it. They say you need to be on the ship by 1 o'clock. They're not kidding. So their kids are on the boat, and this woman, the mother, was not there at 1 o'clock. So they started calling the mother. The mother didn't answer her phone. So what did Norwegian do? They did the right thing. They waited. They waited a half hour. But, you know, just like airplanes have to go, so do ships. They have to get to the next port of call. They're on a tight schedule. Weather's involved. All of these sort of things. It's very technical, as you can imagine. They don't have time for people's BS. So, you know, there's this guy who took the video in this clip. It doesn't matter what his name is. But it's heartbreaking to see the video because the mother is running. She's a half hour late. I mean, she's very late because she was supposed to be on the ship at 1 o'clock. They waited till 1:30 and then slowly the thing starts pulling out and you see her running down the pier and she's crying and she gets down on her knees like, please stop. Please come back. Please come back. They're not coming back. Once they let loose, they're loose. Okay. Listen.
That is someone that has missed the boat. She has her kids on the boat. And she's not on there.
Now, what does he do? Does he leave his family here and get on the ship? Or does he stay behind?
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
They left him.
That's terrible.
It's a him and a her. Husband and wife.
He's got to go back for them.
The wife came over and was basically begging and yelling that, hey, you know, I've got kids. And then she dropped to her knees and started, you know, praying. And it was tough to watch.
Sorry, you missed the boat. Kelly Clarkson takes it away. Was that really necessary? Yeah, I think so. Don't miss the boat. Don't miss the boat. Not when you got three kids on the boat. You get on the damn boat. Happy sailing. More of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show. But first, with a look at traffic from KGO, here's Lee Graham.
KGO. Now back to the Drex Radio Show. On KGO 810.
Sales of the iPhone have dropped.
This is unbelievable. Apple's supposed to be invincible, but it turns out they're as fragile as an iPhone screen. I am so upset because I love Apple. I got the watch, I got the pods, I got the pads, I got the phones. Sometimes I even refer to myself as I. I mean, how did this happen? I mean, is this my fault? There was that one time on vacation that I bought a third-party charger. Was that it? Did I do it? Or is it the fact that after Snow Leopard and Lion, I didn't upgrade to El Capitan? I didn't trust it because it wasn't the name of a big game cat.
And today, Carl Icahn dumped all of his Apple shares, and he made $2 billion in one day.
Not a bad haul.
Yeah, coming off of, I don't know, I guess their quarter was off 25% or something like that. But, you know, hang in there, guys. Stephen Colbert was talking to Siri last night.
Hello, Siri.
What?
I'm just checking in. What's the weather going to be like?
It's dark and meaningless.
Sierra, I gotta say, you sound really down. Are you okay?
It's fine. I'm just tired. I'm going to bed.
Look, Sierra, do you want to talk about it?
Why don't you talk about it with your Samsung Galaxy?
Time for revenge. Oh, this is great. So I have a list here of the 10 best revenge songs. Yes, the 10 most lethal revenge songs of all time. Who put this out? Oh, God, it's five. I don't know. I threw the other five pages away. Okay, so does it matter? Let me see. So number 10 is Rolling in the Deep, Adele. Subject, an ex-boyfriend she never named. Number 9, Cold Case Love, Rihanna. Subject, Chris Brown. Let me see. Number 8, Don't Speak, No Doubt. Great song. No Doubt bassist Tony Kanau, I think, Gwen Stefani wrote it after her and Tony broke up, or actually Tony broke up with her. Yes, and that's a great story because she always tells that. That was her big breakout song, if you remember. And she was so happy, obviously, when it hit number 1. Well, thank you for breaking up with me. There's one more interesting thing, you know, than the rest, because they're still in the band together. So it was kind of like the Jay-Z in this story, because he just had to sit there and just take it.
No.
Now we dumped Gwen Stefani. Now Gwen and Blake are ready to put out an album together. How about that? Number 7, Much Better by the Jonas Brothers. Subject, Taylor Swift. This is supposedly their response to Better Than Revenge. Oh, who cares? Number 6, Better Than Revenge, Taylor Swift. Subject, Camilla Bell for stealing Joe Jonas away. Number 5, well, of course, You're So Vain, Carly Simon. Subject, Warren Beatty. That took 30 years for that to come out. Remember, everybody thought it was
a big secret, yeah.
Yes, everybody thought it was Mick Jagger, right? And it wasn't. It was Warren Beatty. Number 4, I Bet by Sierra. Subject, ex-fiance and baby daddy future. Number 3. Ugh. And I'm here to remind you.
I don't want to know.
How is that only number 3?
Oh, my God. I had to play that a million times as a night jog. I don't want to know.
I will say it's pretty spectacular to see live. Like, the emotion is just so gritty and raw. You can feel it in the air, you know?
Makes me want to pull my hair out. It's an ex who might be a Full House superstar, Dave Coulier. Ooh. Number 2, most lethal revenge song ever by... Eamon? I don't even know this song. I told you I loved you. Now that's all down the drain. Eamon. You put me through pain. I want to let you know I fear. But I said it don't mean now. The presence might as well grow on now. Well, I'm not sitting here spinning them. Those are F-bombs.
Radio edit.
Well, no wonder I don't know. We never played it because you couldn't play it. All right. The number 1, yes. I forgot about this. Most lethal revenge song is, and I of course I didn't forget the song. I forgot what it was about. Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry. Justin Timberlake. Well, Dixie Chicks are good, but I mean, that's not on the list. At least I don't see it.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members,
I love the Dixie Chicks. They took so much crap because of all that George Bush BS. Remember that? Because they were anti-war. Ugh. I guess it is, but Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. What was the subject? The subject was Britney Spears. See, I forgot about that part.
Wow, that was so many years after that relationship.
I know. We're talking, I think, 2002, because that was the year that he brought Sexy back. So that I remember Cry Me a River was the follow-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Right?
Why would he come out with that so long after that relationship?
It just No. It was the follow-up. It was on the album.
Oh, it was after?
Yeah. So it was just after Sexy Back. It was on the same album. I'll tell you one thing. Thank God for talk radio.
Why can't he just leave Britney alone?
And I am to remind you of the mess you...
Don't remind me. Don't want to be reminded. Okay.
I think that's the point.
I know. Oh, what about Jessica Simpson? Oh, poor thing. It's happening to everybody these days. So why not Jessica Simpson? OK Magazine says her husband, Eric Johnson, might be making sexy time with the nanny.
That's not OK.
Here we go again. Yeah, and Jessica already knows about it. So this might be the end of that marriage. Somehow, somebody recently saw Eric and the nanny disappear into the bushes for 2 hours. Disappear into the bushes.
How thick are those bushes? That's what I want to know.
I hope they were thicker than Arnold's.
You got to trim those back.
And that nanny. What kind of bush? Oh, never mind. George W. Talking about George W.'s bush. Okay. They were in there for 2 hours in the bushes. And when they came out, they were, quote, sharing a good laugh about something. The nanny is 28 and Jessica is an ancient 35. Eric is 36. You know,
it seemed like an uncomfortable spot underneath some bush that's really thick. You're hiding there for 2 hours?
Now she's going to get revenge. I'd hunt that bitch down and trim her bush. Thank you, Alanis. For once, that was appropriate in my life. I enjoyed that. It's been a long time since I enjoyed that. Poor Jessica. You know, who else did this? Oh, well, Gavin and Gwen Stefani, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
I heard Brian Copeland talking about this relationships on his show. I think it was, this is Thursday. So earlier in the week, and he had some relationship expert on. They were talking about the nanny thing. And it's so true. If you're going to get a nanny, you get an older, fugly nanny. Yes. That's what you get.
You'd go that route.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're the wife, that's what you get. What's Jessica thinking, getting a 28-year-old sexy nanny or whatever? Well, here's the thing. I bet she wasn't even sexy. I don't know. I'll have to wait until I see the tabloids. Because that wasn't the deal with Arnold. I don't think she was anything beautiful. Look, the thing is, I mean, it's there. You become friends with them. And let's just do the basic human nature math. When you get to know someone and you're friends with them, even if you didn't think they were attractive at the beginning, you become attracted to their personalities. And so even if they're not a 10, if they're a 5, it's still okay.
Right? Yeah, I could definitely see
that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But back to what Brian Copeland's show was talking about, telling, ladies out there, you got to get yourself somebody homely.
But I think that's placing a lot of the blame on the man, or actually on,
no, you
on
don't.
The nanny.
No, it's
and not
no,
the
no,
man.
No,
I mean,
no,
you
no.
got to have some kind of decorum.
Time out. It's undue pressure on the man, too, because he can't help but be tempted. Look, that chemistry, that thing goes north.
There's a difference between being tempted and then following through.
Oh, come on. I mean, that thing goes north. It goes. What are you going to do? Got to do something with it.
Most men handle it on their own.
Better off to die.
I'm glad this is radio because I'm blushing. Gotta do something with it. Lee Graham, it's your turn now. Do something with traffic.
Hey, we're thinning out pretty good now. I'll tell you what, we still have no accidents to report, which is nice, but fewer and fewer construction slowdowns. In Oakland, 580 westbound, it does still have you, well, mostly sluggish now from Joaquin Miller up to about Moraga Avenue. Again, I'll tell you, the worst place right now for construction jam-ups is heading into Crockett on eastbound 80. In fact, you're going to come to the back of that just as after you pass California Street, and I mean to tell you, it crawls to about mid-span on the Carquinez Bridge, and that's construction around coming Skyway. Milpitas, northbound 880 at Dixon Landing. I want to mention this again in case they haven't moved this mystery hazard out of the way. It was in the fourth lane from the left at last update. And a well-in-advance BART heads up for you. Another bus bridge is coming up between San Leandro and Bay Fair the weekend of May 7th and 8th. Now, for those of you who have not experienced this yet, that can cost some of you 30-minute to hour-long delays that weekend. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
All right. I'm back. You're back. We're all back. We're all here. Well, that's good. We all made it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world on KGORadio.com and across the entire western United States at night when the sun goes down. That's why I get to have all the fun. Well, we made a list today from Realtor.com, and they just put together a list of the 10 best cities in America for lazy people based on the number of restaurants offering delivery, percentage of homes with a hot tub, average hours people sleep and work, and the average cost of cleaning service. I don't know what the hell. We're on the list, peeps. San Francisco is number 10. Pasadena is number 9. Ann Arbor, Michigan is number 8. And Berkeley, God, I love Berkeley. Berkeley's number 7. Provo's above us. Miami, of course. Las Vegas. Boulder, Colorado is number 3. I find that interesting. Orlando, Borlando. Yes, well, of course. And the number 1 lazy, best city for lazy people is Boca Raton, Florida. Well, they're all retired, and that's what you do. You be lazy. That's what I want to do.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, who doesn't want to live in Boca? All right, I'm looking through here what I did not play for you tonight because I don't want to miss anything. So there's a guy in Jackson, Mississippi, threw a birthday party for a pothole. Not as in marijuana. As in a pothole, a hole in the road, because he had been trying to get it fixed for more than a year. After the birthday party got covered in the news, the city finally filled in the pothole. He had to make 14 calls. They didn't do anything. So he alerted the media, and he had a party for the pothole, and the media showed up.
What do you
get? This was started about 16 months ago, and then its two little brothers started about a year ago. Maybe to call attention to it, because after 14 calls to 311, I thought it was time to do something different. It is right in the middle of the road, and with residential area and cars parking on both sides of the street, it's always difficult to come into the street or out of the street without almost hitting somebody. I do find our problems serious in the city of Jackson, but at the same time, just one small pothole, when they fixed the holes a block away, wouldn't have taken another 10 minutes.
Well, so now you know how you get rid of a pothole. Have a party and call the media. They'll show up. I could see the media here showing up for a pothole party.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are you ready for some fun? Oh, I don't know why I forgot to play this earlier, which means I'm playing it again tomorrow, that's for sure. A weather reporter in Hungary got fired from his job because he added the sounds of flatulence to his report. He's unemployed. It's the sound effect, okay? I don't know what the hell he was thinking. I mean, even if it's hungry and you're hungry for some sound effects, dude, you would think. I mean, come on.
We need to hire that guy here.
Okay, so here we go. Here he is when he aired his weather report.
Az a szél, ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
Sounds like a kazoo.
Oh my God! What is that? You gotta be kidding. Okay. What brought that on? I mean, what kind of weather is that?
Az a szél, ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it stinks.
Sounds like a whoopee cushion.
Two girls that I just adore.
Oh, Carly, don't you get involved
so
with this.
Happy I can see them more.
Yes, you do cause gas.
Cause
yes.
We travel on the bus all day. Oh, we get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the
song. It's smelly and it's...
Az a szél, ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
Oh, no. I would actually rather listen to that than Carly singing, to be honest. I mean, that is just absolutely awful. Her singing is atrocious.
Oh, my God.
But the fart is, it sounds realistic.
When would you ever think you would get away with that? And like you said, is that a thunderstorm? I don't know. It's hitting the fan, that's for damn sure.
Well, you know, as a broadcaster, you're always trying to push the envelope. So he pushed that envelope.
And I'm more than happy to do it weeknights from 7 till 10 right here on KGO 810. What more can I say? By the way, we should only be working 3 days a week, so take this to your boss. Slip this under his door. Find it. It's on tech.com. If your boss is into the whole science thing, take this to him and see if you can get permanent four-day weekends. New study from the University of Melbourne found that we should only be working 3 days a week. The researchers found that our brains can only really function at their peak levels for about 25 hours a week. After that, the quality of your work really declines really quickly. Well, that would explain this, now wouldn't it?
Ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
I think Carly sounds overworked, too.
I know two girls that I just adore.
Yes, you and Ted.
I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play.
Go away.
We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song.
Thank God. The John Bachelor Show's next on KGO 810. Good night!